A blessed day to everyone. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Good morning. Sige po, isang malakas na palakpak pa sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. He is right here with us and we give Him all the glory and praise. Yes, in this season of our journey here in the church, we see new faces na po standing here before us. They are our life group leaders, sometimes po, yung iba po sa kanila yung mga mentors. It's time for them, na po, to be here and to share the altar with us, na po, and minister to you all. At ipapanalangin niyo po sila, kasi kagaya ni Celine, mga kinakabahan po yan. But we praise God for the strength that comes from the Lord. So happy to see, na po, the young ones rising up. So, minsan pa po, palakpakan natin ng Lord sa pag-build niya ng mga new generations and worshiping Him and leading the people to worship. Kamusta na po kayo? Ayan, so dama na po natin ang tag-ulan at ang tagbaha dito sa atin, lalo na sa Bulacan. At salamat sa Panginoon kahit makulimlim at malamig at tila may mga bakas pa ng baha, ay nandito po kayo. Tumingin kayo sa inyong kaliwa at kanan at sabihin nyo, good job, you're here. Talagang overcomer ka. Ayan. Akalain nyo po yun, taon-taon naman eh, may baha, di ba? Taon-taon naman may bagyo. Taon-taon naman nararanasan natin yung mga tropical depression. Pero yon sana taon-taon din alam na rin natin kung paano po mailan lang, no, kagaya ng eagles, no, above every storm, because we are made strong and courageous and brave in the Lord. 21 years ago po ako ay nasa operating room, yeah, delivering a baby, our third baby. Today is her birthday. Aliana, happy birthday. Ayan. Woo! Sabi po nung mga nurses, nung inooperahan na po ako, sabi niya, ay, si ma'am pala ito ulit. Di pa po last year, siya po yung nakasama natin, doktora. And they were talking about me kasi po, 3 consecutive years ay suki po nila ako dun sa operating room na yon. And salamat sa Panginoon for giving us the privilege to be a mother, no po, to these 4 wonderful children. At yun po nag-song lead kanina ay si Yalel. Siya po ang aming firstborn. I still remember, no po, talagang yung pagpapalaki kay Yalel, months pa lang siya noon eh. Talaga pong may oras ng kanyang pag-iyak. Ang iyak po niya ay mula alas 2 ng madaling araw hanggang alas 4 ng madaling araw. At yung iyak po niya ay talagang hindi lang po sa buong bahay namin, kundi hanggang labas. Kaya pag po pinapaarawan siya ng nanay ko or kaya po lumalakad po kami dun sa labas, nasabihin po ng mga kapitbahay, siya ba yung malakas umiyak? Yun. Yun pala, may ginagawa ang Panginoon sa kanya. As early as he was months old, ay nagvo-vocalize na pala si Yalel. Kaya walang aksidente sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. We praise God for today. And yun, mag-August na. Isang kembot na lang, August na. Handa na po ba kayo? Ayan. Sa pagkatas ng August ay bare months na. So tingin ulit sa kaliwa at kanan, sabihin nyo, Merry Christmas. Alright. Unahan na natin ang paglabas ni Joe Marie Chan. Alright. So, let us come to the Lord in prayer and trusting our lives to Him. And the word that will be spoken to us, may this become seeds of greatness and transformation in everyone's life here. Let us bow our heads and come to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah, God, we humble ourselves before you. We come to you, Lord God, seeking your face, your presence alone. Let your glory shine upon us and be gracious to us. We long to come nearer and nearer to you because only in you we can be transformed into Christ's likeness. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us, Lord, alertness, O God, and focus, affection, and attention into your word. Father, I pray that you will cover me as well. May the meditation of my heart and the words that will come out from my mouth be pleasing to you. This is all our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you are with us and you've been with us through this journey 2022 with the theme Reborn. Balikan nga po natin ang mga pinagdaanan na po natin. Let us go back, no, from our beginning sa atin pong journey in the book of Genesis. Well, the book of Genesis speaks of new beginning or beginning. So we see here at least three parts, no? The first part is the creation. Yan. It gives us the beauty of how God, no, in His marvelous hands and magnificent thinking, talaga pong He created the heavens and the earth. At kasama po tayo doon. And hindi naman po nagtagal, ay bumagsak naman ang tao. And totoo ang Biblia, ipinakita niya kung paano at anong nangyari sa pagbagsak ng tao. But God is not yet done with us. Kita po natin ang kanyang recreation. Kaya every time you go out and you say to yourself and to the family, let's recreate, let's have relaxation, you think of God and you join, no, with the book of the Lord in your recreation. Kasi siya talaga yung author ng recreation eh. Talagang pagpapanauli at pag-uumpisang muli. The part two of our journey is the chosen race. We see how God called Abram, Sarai, and then turning to become Abraham and Sarah, and bearing Isaac and Jacob. That's in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 12 to chapter 26. And then, we see here the part 3 of our journey, the redemption. Ayan, eto na yon. Nakita na natin yung buhay po ni Jacob. Ayan, at lalakbayin natin si Jacob. So, we have 3 parts, the creation, then to recreation, then the chosen race, and then the redemption. And through Jacob, we see the hands of the Lord talaga po bringing back, no, His chosen race to His redemptive plan. Everybody say with me, redemptive plan. Sa Tagalog po ay ang plano ng pagtutubos. Ayan, pagpapanauli at pagpapanumbalik sa Panginoon. And it's exciting in the last leg of our journey with the book of Genesis, we will see the life of Joseph and the beginning of Israel as a nation. So, excited po ba kayo na makasama sa journey na ito? At nakakailang sermon notebook na po kayo? At kung gusto nyo po makumpleto mga sermon notes po ninyo, balikan nyo lamang po sa ating mga social media access po yung ating po mga previous messages. So, let's go back to Jacob. Let's look at his line, no, lineage. So let's take a look at Jacob at ang kanyang storyline at ang kanyang lineage. And if you can see, labing dalawang anak na lalaki at meron po silang isang anak na babae. So kung titignan natin in Genesis chapter 29 down to Genesis chapter 30, makikita po natin dito ang isang kakaibang pamilya. So, ano kaya magiging title natin, no, sa story na to? A Family Affair? O Extraordinary Jacob? Or Desperate Wives? Kasi we will see here, no, kagaya na nabanggit last week, na Jacob married the two sisters, Leah and Rachel. So, sige po, allow me to entitle this message, The Two Mrs. Jacobs. Payag kayo noon? Gusto nyo yun? Sa isang bahay, dalawa kayo na asawa ng iisang lalaki? Diba? Talagang kakaibang damdamin at kakaibang larawan ng pamilya na ito. Kaya we can describe their story as not just complicated, but very complicated. Pero where did this story come from? Saan ba ito nangyari at nanggaling? We saw last week, Jacob in the story, he was described as a castaway. He was afraid. He was all alone. Kasi nga, pinaalis na siya ng kanyang mommy Rebecca dahil may banta sa buhay niya through his brother Esau. So, Jacob began searching and he longed for a home. And then he found a place dun sa kanyang uncle Laban. No? And he thought all the while na nung nandun na siya sa kanyang uncle Laban at doon sa household na yon in Haran, there in that place, he would be able to find a home. But yun na nga po, it became complicated dahil nga po, nakapangasawa po siya ng yung gusto niya ay hindi binigay sa kanya. And therefore, he worked again. And he, yun, naging dalawang kanyang asawa at magkapatid po sila. And then Jacob ripped na po the consequences of his own sins. Ano nangyari sa kanya? So he was deceived. There was deception. May pandarayang ginawa sa kanya ang kanyang uncle Laban. Jacob was deceived by his uncle, no? Yung kanyang naging father-in-law din. Not only there was deception, meron ding wrong desperation. Talagang yung pagnanasa niya ay talagang naging mali dahil talagang kahit na anong hirap, gagawin niya in order to get what he wanted. Pero ibinigay na sa kanya si Leah in a way, no? Kung titingnan mo, parang ang kalooban ng Diyos ay isang asawa lang eh. Pero somehow, dito sa mundo, may pagkaka-problema at pagkakaiba, hindi nangyari yung gusto niya. Pero pinangyari pa rin niya ang gusto niya. Remember this thought. So dito po tayo iikot. May kalooban ng Diyos, may disenyo ang Diyos, meron siyang sovereign will. Pero hindi doon nakaangkla si Jacob. At pinangyari pa din niya ang kanyang gusto. That's wrong desperation. And then, yun nga po, nagdulot ito ng rejection. Paano? Siya mismo, he caused rejection to Leah. But, sabi doon, when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, He enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Yan po yung sa Genesis chapter 29:31 na tinopic natin last week. The Lord saw, everybody say with me, the Lord saw. The Lord saw. Nakita ng Diyos. Diba? Sabi nga po natin, God is sovereign. Siya ay talagang namamahala sa lahat. At nakikita niya ang kahit na anumang kadidadidalihan ng buhay po natin. And the Lord saw what? The Lord saw that Leah was not loved. At doon na po, He enabled her to conceive Leah. So makita po natin dito yung sunod-sunod na apat na anak agad. Kaya imagine niyo po yun, ano? Wala namang pag-ibig pero may anak. Kaya po ba nating i-comprehend yun? So, we see here how Jacob, talaga pong ginawa din niya at meron din siyang, kumbaga, yung kanyang pagiging lalaki ay nandoon, pero wala yung kanyang puso. So, makita po natin dito that God saw everything and God intervened and He blessed Leah with an open womb and then nagkaroon po siya ng apat na anak. Well, this childbearing of Leah leads to deeper problems between Leah and Rachel. Bakit po? In chapter 30, verse 1, dito tayo mag-uumpisa. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So, hindi lang pala si God ang nakakakita. So, tayo din mga tao, nakakakita rin tayo. Tama ba? So, dito makita natin, Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children. And she became jealous of her sister. So everybody say with me, jealous. Alam natin yung pakiramdam ng selos. Pero sa Biblia, mayroon dalawang uri ng jealousy. Number one is the holy jealousy, and the number two is sinful jealousy. Yung tinatawag po na holy jealousy ay binanggit din mismo ng Panginoon, ni Yahweh, ng God, no, Jehovah, sa Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 5. Ang sabi po ng Panginoon doon, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." So, yung jealousy na ito, na word na ito, ay galing din mismo sa Panginoon. Sabi niya, "I am a jealous God. And He punishes those who hate Him." So, paano ito nangyari? Paano binili ng Panginoon? Sabi dito, "You shall have no other gods before me," kasi siya lang dapat ang Diyos. "You shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything," kasi His image is the image that talaga pong connotes at talagang nagpapakita na siya lamang ang Diyos, na siya lamang ang dapat nating pupuntahan at tatawagan, at yung image na yon, yun ang gagayahin din natin. Christ-likeness and the image of God in the Spirit, yun sana ang maibear po natin. But as people, no, grow with idolatry, kung ano nga yung idol nila, yon ang nagiging kamukha nila. Tama ba? So, like, for example, you watch Korean novela, you like the K-pop, you like everything the nakikita natin sa social media, yung mga tinatawag na OOTD, mga ganyan. Saan na natin itong pinapattern? Yung mga action natin, words natin, saan natin ito ina-action? Di ba dun sa madalas nating tinitingnan at hinahangaan? So, sabi ng Panginoon, "You shall have no other gods before me." So, siya din yung jealous God. So, bisa napapaisip ako, yung kanyang pagkaselos ni Rachel ay holy jealousy. Kasi, she was the one na talagang mahal ni Jacob. Diba? Diba tayo, mga kababaihan, alam natin, bilang asawa, alam natin kung ano yung feeling of jealousy. Diba dapat yung mga bagay na ginagawa ng asawang lalaki, na alam mo yun, distinct yun, para lang yun sa'yo. Tama ba? Asawang babae, are you here? Ano yun? Yung sinasabihan ng maganda. Diba dapat sa'yo lang yun? Ay, sa akin lang ba yun? Okay lang sa inyo, wives, nasabihan ng ibang lalaki na ibang babae, maganda sila? O, tatanungin ko kayo ulit. Gusto nyo ba kayo, asawang babae, para lang sa inyo yung pagkasinabing, ang pinakamaganda kong asawa. Diba? Bakit yun? Kasi ibig sabihin, pinakamaganda kong asawa, meron pang iba. So, gusto mo yun para lang yun sa'yo. Like, for example, yung kapag ka sa mga chat room, gusto mo ba sa chat room, meron ka exclusive chat ang lalaki na asawa mo sa ibang babae? Oh, hindi na kayo sumasagot. Ako lang ba yun? So how would you feel kapag ka merong iba? Do you feel jealous? Kasi alam mo na dapat yung mga exclusivities na yon ay para sa'yo lang. Tama ba, asawang babae? Ayun, marami dito, kasama ko. Yun. O lalo na. O papayag ba kayo kapag ka nakipag-holding hands ang asawa nyo sa ibang babae? O, lumalalim na tayo, ha? Oh, papayag ba kayo kapag ang asawa niyong lalaki ay humalik sa ibang babae? Oh, nagagalit na. Hold on. Papunta pala tayo sa exciting part. Do you see this? Alam natin yung, ito pinakamatindi, papayag ba kayo na nagbibigay ng pera yung asawa niyong lalaki sa ibang babae? Oh, yan na. Labalabas na mga Gabriela. So, alam natin ang distinction. Everybody say with me, distinction. Distinction ng pagmamahal. distinction ng loyalty. Kaya napapaisip ako, pwede kaya talaga na mag-selos si Rachel? At yung selos niya ay holy jealous? Or holy jealousy? Imagine natin, who's the first wife? It's Leah. Who allowed it to happen? It's God. Pero ano nangyayari? Ano nangyari sa pamilya nito? Bakit naging complicated? Kasi Jacob allowed himself to govern his family by his own way. Kaya ganun na rin lamang din ang pagseselos ni Rachel. Pero meron siyang point of selos. Wala siyang anak. And not only in Old Testament we see here, but even Paul said in the church, addressing the church about this jealousy. Sabi po ni Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I may present you as a pure virgin to Him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. So si Paul, nagkaroon din siya ng expression ng pagbibigay warning sa church. Na ako, I feel jealous kasi nag-work ako for you, tinuruan ko kayo, nilit ko kayo sa tamang katotohanan. Pero bakit ganon? Sa isang saglit lang, para kayong si Eva, sa isang saglit lang, pinagpalit ninyo ang kagandahang loob sa inyo ng Diyos sa mga mapadira at mapandayang mundo na ito. I am jealous, sabi po ni Paul. So this is holy jealousy, but what is about the sinful jealousy? Yun na. Yung sinful jealousy na ito ay kaakibat na po ang selfishness. I want the things that you have and the things that you do that I do not have. Ulitin ko po. Ang jealousy is wanting the things that you have that I do not have. Gusto ko yung bagay na nasa iyo na wala sa akin. At yun po, nagdudulot ito ng selfishness, self-seeking, focus on what we want and what we do not have. We become jealous of what others possess. We become jealous of what others receives. We become jealous of what others have. So ito po ang problema ni Rachel. Kaya ang sabi niya in 30 verse 2 of Genesis, give me children or I'll die. That's selfishness and self-seeking and focusing on self. Bigyan mo ako ng anak, kung hindi, mamamatay ako. Or kaya, bigyan mo ako ng anak, kasi kung wala akong anak, mabuti pang mamatay na lang ako. And how did Jacob reply? He replied in anger. Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children? Take note, mga kalalakihan. Pangalawang beses lamang po nagsalita si Jacob sa journey natin from Genesis 29 and Genesis chapter 30. At yung dalawang salita po na yon ni Jacob ay nanggagaling sa kanyang anger. And we see here a man developing na po a man of anger. Why? Kasi hindi natutupad ang mga gusto niya. First anger moment ni Jacob ay nung na-discover niya na na-deceive siya ng kanyang uncle Laban. Naakala niya si Rachel yung pinakasalan niya and now it's Leah. And the second anger moment was this, now with Rachel. Kaya po, makita po natin dito, Jacob reacted this way for he knows he cannot give to Rachel the thing that she was asking for. Kasi alam niya, Diyos lang ang makapagbibigay nun. And from here began the race of childbearing. Ayan. Everybody say with me, race. Ayan. Nakasali na po ba kayo sa race? Sa takbuhan? Ayan. And from here began the race of childbearing. Ito siguro ang dahilan kaya tinawag na human race, ang sangkatauhan. Why? In a matter of 20 years, 20 taon, sa loob ng 20 taon, Nakita na po natin ang pagsilang ng 12 bata. So, how do you describe the family and how do you describe the household? Ang daming bata nagtatakbuhan at nagsisilakihan sa loob ng 20 years. And 14 years po actually, nagkaroon ng yung pong marriage and union between Jacob and Leah, Jacob and Rachel, and then may namagitan pa in between. Ayan. So makikita po natin sa isang diagram natin, 20 years of journey, first 20 years of journey ni Jacob to move forward po 40 years po. 40 taon po si Jacob nagstay sa Haran. His first 20 years ay patungkol po ito sa kanyang pagsisimula ng pamilya. Pero yun nga po, hindi sa inaasahan tingin po natin ay talagang komplikado ang kanyang ni-raise na pamilya. So we see here po, in a matter of 20 years, 12 anak na po ang naipanganak. Kasama po dito yung babae na si Dina. So that's from Reverend Charles Zimmerman. Ito naman pong illustration na ito. So we see here, no, from Leah, and then Rachel's servant Bilhah, and then Leah's servant Zilpah, and then Leah again, and then to Rachel. You see the weight of competition here. Gustong-gusto ni Rachel magkaanak, pero hindi siya magkaanak. Nakita niya yung unang apat na anak ni Leah lumalaki, pero wala siya kahit isa. So, sabi niya kay Jacob, bigyan mo ako ng anak, kung hindi, mamamatay ako. Ganun siya ka-desperate. So sabi ni Jacob, ako ba'y nasa lugar ng Diyos para bigyan kita ng anak? Pero nagalit po si Jacob. And then sabi na lang ni Rachel, eto, si Bilhah. So let's take a look at this illustration. So between Rachel and Leah. So hindi makapag-anak si Jacob kay Rachel. Sabi niya, eto na lang si Bilhah, si servant. You know, in the ancient times, sa panahon na ito, kapag ka ikaw ay medyo may kaya sa buhay o mayaman o marangyang iyong buhay, lahat ng bagay ay pag-aari mo ay mayroon kang kakayanan at kapamahalaan gawin kung anong gusto mo. And this includes people that they call servants. So ang servants noon ay pambayad utang mula sa pamilya na nagkakaroon ng malalim na utang. Maybe Bilhah and Zilpah were both na po at talagang yun nga, sila yung kabayaran ng utang ng kanilang mga magulang. And kahit sila ay mayroong somehow, pwede naman silang magsalita at pwede naman silang tumutol at pwede silang umayaw o kaya tumakas, wala silang magagawa. Why? Because they are servants. Again, everybody say with me, servants. And this is the kind of servanthood that we need to experience and to practice as servants of the Lord. Tayo po'y pagmamay-ari na ng Diyos. Tayo po'y tinubos na ng Diyos. Tayo po'y Kanya. Tayo po ay binili ng Diyos sa napakamahal na halaga. Yan ay ang Kanyang buhay. And we belong to Him and we are for Him. That's why when you serve the Lord and when you come to Him and say to Him, Lord, I am your servant. Let it be done unto me according to your words. Gawin mo ang lahat ng ayon sa iyong salita because I am your servant. That's the essence of a servant or servanthood. Wala tayong pagmamay-ari sa atin. Wala tayong karapatan magdesisyon para sa atin. At wala tayong sariling pagpili dahil tayo ay pagmamay-ari na ng Panginoon. But these are not just, sabi natin, slaves, no? Na ang Panginoon ay slave-driven, na gagawin niya sa'yo ang mga bagay na talagang beyond na the image and the purpose and the design God has given to us. Siyempre, alam natin yun. At consistent ang Diyos doon. Kung ang Diyos ay mabuti, ang Kanyang gawa ay mabuti. Amen ba? Kung ang Diyos ay mabuti, ang kanyang pangako ay mabuti. Kung ang Diyos ay mabuti, ang kanyang kaparaanan ay mabuti. That's why I am confident to call I am a servant because I know my God, my Master is good. At hindi niya ako pagagawain ng isang bagay na bad. At hindi niya ako dadalhin sa isang pagkakataon na bad. At hindi niya ako dadalhin sa isang pagkakataon na talagang ako ay mapapahiya because He is my servant. I carry His name. So, this is the way servants do and submit to their masters. So, walang say, walang word, si Bilha and si Zilpa. Now, let's take a look at the next slide, please. So, si Rachel at saka si Leia ay nag-usap. And nagkaroon nga po sila. Sige po, just click it na lang. And nagkaroon ng anak si Rachel to Trubilha at ang pangalan niya ay Naphtali. At ang sinabi po niya, I have struggled with my sister and I have won. Before that, pinanganak po si Dan, ang sinabi sa kanya, God has vindicated me. So, nakadalawang anak po si Jacob kay Bilha. Kaya po na natin yun? Parang dalawa lang, hindi ko kaya. Tatlo pa. And then, sabi dito ni Rachel, masaya siya because God has vindicated me. Wow, I have struggled with my sister and I have won. And on the other hand naman, the person, no, nakita natin na hindi mahal. This is the irony na makita natin sa kwento natin eh. The person loved by Jacob was not able to give birth. Barren. Pero the one who was unloved, siya naman yung very fertile. At talaga pong, wow, masagana ang kanyang pagkababae because she easily gives birth. So you see this? Kaya Rachel, sabi niya nung ipinanganak si Naphtali, I have struggled with my sister and I have won. You see here, bakit naging sinful ng jealousy ni Rachel? It's because, sabi niya dito, I have struggled with my sister and I have won. There's the spirit of competition. There's the spirit of struggling, wrestling, because I wanna win. On the other hand naman po, si Leia, siya yung unloved. Di ba may apat na anak na siya? Di ba may apat na anak? Ako nga po, apat yung anak ko, di na po magkanda o gagay. Pero gusto pa niya. Gusto pa niyang magkaanak. Nung nakita niya na hindi na siya nagkakaanak, gusto pa niyang magkaanak. Lalo na nung napapansin niya na wow, nagkaanak si Rachel kay Bilha. So, ano pong ginawa niya? Ayun. At dito, siguro somehow, no? Pakita po natin dito yung kanyang desperation in a way na, oh, hindi ako talaga love. Parang naaagaw na naman yung attention and everything. Nahahati na naman. Ang tindi ng competition. So, when Leia saw that she had stopped having children, ano naman ang ginawa niya? She took naman her servant, Zilpa. At doon niya binigay kay Jacob, sige, magkaroon kayo ng anak para sa akin. Imagine this kind of family. Kaya niyo pong tumira sa pamilya na ganito? No, nandoon ang competition, nandoon ang selos. And then, ipinanganak nga po ang Zilpa, the number one, ang pangalan ay si Gad, na ang ibig sabihin, what a good fortune. And then another one, ang pangalan ay Asher, how happy I am. The women will call me happy. We saw Rachel struggling to win. And we saw here Leia unwilling to lose. Yan po ang competition. When we are on a race, when we are on competition, nakikita natin nangunguna siya, hindi pa pwede dapat ako. Kasi ito namang isa, nag-struggle siya manguna kasi alam niya magaling ka. alam niya blessed ka. So he struggle niya to win at gagawin niya ang lahat. Pero dahil ikaw meron ka na rin, no? So makita rin natin dito yung discontentment ni Leah. So but generally we see here the heart, the core of the competition between the two sisters, the two Mrs. Jacobs. Rachel, who struggled to win, and Leah, unwilling to lose. Eto na po. Papunta na po tayo sa most terrifying part. Isang araw, in verse 14 ng chapter 30, dumating po si Reuben. Si Reuben, ito yung panganay na anak ni Leah, ni Jacob. At meron siyang dalang mandrake plants. Next slide. Dito po sa mandrake plants na ito ay sinasabi po ito na fertility plant. So ito daw po ay nakakatulong parang aphrodisiac plant. Pero hindi po natin ito pinapromote sa church. Yet to study pa din po ito. But during this time, yun ang connotation nun na pagka naihalo mo sa pagkain o sa inumin yung mandrake plants, lalo na yung katas ng ugat na ito, you will become fertile. Nakita po ni Rachel. At sabi ni Rachel kay Leah, please give me some of your son's mandrakes. Sabi ni Leah kay Rachel, wala nang libre ngayon. Ha? Walang libre ngayon, sister. Wasn't it enough that you took away my husband? Will you take my son's mandrakes too? Kala mo ha, makakaisa ka. Sabi ni Rachel to Leah, very well. He can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrakes. Diba terrifying? Diba? Yung pagpapalit, yung exchange, yung exchanging of what? Exchanging of love, exchanging of attention, exchanging of affection to something else na pinangahawakan mo na baka dito mabuntis na ako. Baka dito may mangyari na sa amin. Sige, gayong gabi sa iyo siya, pero kakainin ko to, iinumin ko to, baka naman, kasi alam ko, dahil mahal ako ni Jacob, at magkakaroon kami ng intimate time together, mabuntis na rin ako. You see here, grabe po, yung competition ng dalawa na ito. Rachel was barren that she was willing to exchange everything for what she most wanted. Children! Hindi po siya nakontento sa pag-ibig ni Jacob. She wants more children. And what does she want? Yung wala siya. May puntos na siya 1 point against Leah. Why? Kasi mahal siya ni Jacob. At mas mahal siya ni Jacob. Kaya lang, maraming puntos si Leah kasi marami siyang anak. At siya ay wala. So ginamit niya ang servant para mag-compete kay Leah. Nung nakita naman ni Leah na hindi na siya magkaanak, gumamit din siya ng servant para magkaanak siya. You see here the competition and the cycle of, yun nga po, struggling to compete, struggling to win, and unwillingness to lose. So makikita po natin in our Bibles in chapter 30, verses 16 to 17, nung dumating na po si Jacob from the field in the evening, ayun na, hinarang na po siya ni Leah. Hindi na po siya pinapasok pa. Sabi dito, nandun pa lang sila sa field. Leah went out to meet him. Sobrang desperate po si Leah. Talaga po, gustong-gusto niya ang pagtingin ni Jacob sa kanya. You must come into me for I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. So he lay with her that night. Balikan po natin yung timeline ni Dr. Zimmerman. At makikita po natin dito that God listened to Leah. At ilang anak po ang nabuo, lumabas. 3 more children. Ang sakit! Ang tagal naman. Ibig po sabihin dito, nung hinarang na po ni Leah, no, si Jacob, hindi na po siya nagkaroon ng intimate moment with Rachel. Di siya nakasingit. So makita po natin dito tatlo. Parang ako po yun, tatlong taon, sunod-sunod na anak. Dahil po iyan sa verse 17, that God listened to Leah. Wow! You see here, God? You see the move of the Lord? Minsan nung binabasa ko po itong story na to, napapatuliro ako na, wow, this family was so imperfect and the perfect God is present right there. Amazing! Yun po yung tinatawag nating amazing grace. Deep love. Grabe ang pagsama ng Diyos. Ang pagsama ng Diyos sa atin ay hindi nakabase sa ganda, talino, o binibigay natin sa Kanya, o ano man ang ating pang mga accomplishments sa buhay. Ang pagsama ng Diyos sa atin at ang pagsubaybay ng Diyos sa atin ay nakabase sa Kanyang malalim na pag-ibig at malalim na pagtubos sa pagpaplano para po sa sangkatauhan. And this race, the human race of competition, jealousy, insecurity, discontentment, nandoon ang Diyos. Okay, how do you describe your family? What are the imperfections in your family? What kind of family do you have? These days, meron po tayong tinatawag na dysfunctional family. Have you heard that? At sometimes natuturo natin na ito, galing sila sa broken family, they are dysfunctional. Ang mga batang ito ay dysfunctional. Ito, mga ganito, galing sa mixed family, dysfunctional. But you know, we are all dysfunctional. Because we do things apart from God and we make things happen apart from Him. Just like this story. But nevertheless, God remains. God was present. God is active. And God is doing His work. Even the people is not minding Him. God listened to Leah. And then there were the children, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah. But wait, eto na. The exciting part, may breakthrough din si Rachel. Everybody say with me, breakthrough! Yes, lahat tayo bilang mga babae, nag-asawa, we want children. And it seemingly kapag tayo nagkaroon ng anak, wow, breakthrough to ito sa akin. And then God remembered Leah, Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. So ano po ang dahilan bakit nabuntis si Rachel? Is it because of the mandrake plant? Is it because of the ugat ng puno o ugat ng halaman? No! It is because God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, saying, may the Lord add to me another son. So you see here the desperation. Nandun pa din yung competition. Gusto ko pa rin magkaroon ng anak. But let us focus in this verse. In verse 23 of chapter 30 ng Genesis, sabi dito, she conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. Ano ang pinakaugat ng selos? Saan nanggagaling yung selos ni Rachel? You know, the word reproach means disgrace. Sa ibang translation, the word reproach means shame, humiliation. Sa Tagalog ay kahihiyan. Bakit niya gustong magkaanak? Bakit niya gustong magka-breakthrough? Kasi may kahihiyan siya. Kasi may shame. Pag nagdadaan siya sa daan, siya yung mahal pero wala siyang anak. Siya yung mahal pero siya yung hindi kompleto. Siya yung mahal pero hindi siya nakakapag-alaga ng sarili niyang mga anak. There was reproach, there was shame, and there was this, sabihin po natin, kahihiyan. That's the root of jealousy. So kung makikita po natin sa illustration na ito, next slide, we see here that the competition is rooted on jealousy with its seed of insecurity. Pisan, sa atin, sa journey natin, makikita natin ang mga tao na, wow, lumalaban, nagko-compete. Meron ding good competition, okay? Meron ding good competition like sa sports, sa arts, sa school, like mga quiz bee, mga national competition, bulprisa, yan. Mga good competition yan. Pero yung ungodly competition, ito na yung, kasi gusto ko, kasi yung gusto ko, nasa'yo, at yung gusto ko, wala ako. I want it right now. So dito po pumapasok yun. But sometimes, we deal with the competition spirit. Oh, wag ka naman ganito. Ingat ka lang. Bawal mag-compete. O ano ka na lang, surrender ka na lang. Parang ganyan. Kasi pangit yung competition. So doon natin sa dinideal sa competition. But you know, unless we distinguish and recognize that the root of the competition or and jealousy is coming from the seed of insecurity, hindi po natin matutulungan ng tao na pumayapa at makatulog at magkaroon ng kahinahunan sa buhay. Why? Because the seed of insecurity is in her. The seed of reproach, the seed of shame, the seed ng kahihiyan ay nasa kanya. Kailangan mabunot yon. At pag nawala na yung seed na yon ng insecurity, mawawala na rin, taglay na rin niya yung selos. At kakalma ang kanyang buhay at magkakaroon siya ng restedness. Maganda ang pangalan ni Joseph. At the Lord remembered her and the Lord removed disgrace and humiliation. That's the name of Joseph. Pero hindi pa lumalaki si Joseph, gusto pa po ni Rachel ng another son. And move forward din po tayo, we can see here na nanganak din po si Rachel ng another son. And he named him Ben-Oni, but Jacob named him Benjamin. Sabi ni Rachel nung ipinanganak niya si Benjamin, the son of pain. Pero niredeem ito ni Jacob at sinabi niya, the son of my right hand. So, punta po kayo dito, balik po kayo when we talk about Benjamin, Joseph and Benjamin. Here in the story, Rachel wanted to bear not only a child but children. All because she was jealous brought by her insecurity. She wanted more than Jacob's love to remove her shame. Naramdaman po ba natin yan? Mahal naman tayo ng asawa natin eh. Pero we want more. Ano ba yung more na yon? Mahal ka naman ng mga anak mo. Mahal ka ng mga magulang mo. Pero you want more. Ano pa kaya yun? Mahal tayo ng Diyos. Iniingatan tayo ng Panginoon. At nandun ang pagkalinga ng Diyos sa atin. Pero we want more. And this is the picture of insecurity. The good is not good enough. The love of God is not good enough for us. And this is Rachel. Alam ng buong community, alam ng buong pamilya, alam marahil ng lahat ng mga tao sa kanilang samahan na siya ang pinakamamahal ni Jacob. Pero dumating ang punto na hindi sapat yun. Because I want to have what this person has na wala ako. And looking at ourselves today, do you believe that God loves you? Yes, we say amen, mahal ako ng Diyos. Pero why do you struggle over life? Why are you unwilling to lose? Bakit natatakot kang mag-fail? Bakit natatakot kang mabigo? Bakit natatakot ka hindi mo makamtan ang mga gusto mo dito sa lupa? Dahil ba doon mo matatagpuan ang tunay na pag-ibig? What about the love of God? Yan ang pinakamalalim na problema ng inferiority or insecurity. Minsan nakala natin, oh, napaka-insecure naman ang tao na to. Parang easy-easy lang tayo with it. But you know, insecurity moves us away from God and brings us to ourselves. That's why insecurity is also a form of idolatry. God loves you. God is with you. God is for you. Pero humahanap ka ng ibang Diyos na magbibigay sa iyo ng what? Kagalakan, kasapatan, the feeling good, the feeling that the good, the wow, I feel good, I look good, and I am good. So I believe we're seeing ourselves here. What do you think now for the children? Sa 12 anak na ito, ano na kaya ang kanilang pakiramdam? Sa kanilang mga magulang na nagkukumpetensya, ano ang pakiramdam nila sa isang maliit na tahanan na parang napakalaki ng oval at doon sila nagtatakbuhan at nagkakarera para sa atensyon at pag-ibig? Kamusta kaya ang mga bata? Huwag po kayong aalis. Next week and very soon, titignan natin ang paglaki ng mga anak na ito. And how the Lord, again, in His love and in His redemptive plan, na po, redeem every one of them. Let us take a look at the three biblical principles we can learn and we can glean from this story. Number one, life is a journey back to God. With an emphasis of back to God. The worldly view says, ang mundo sinasabi, yes, life is a journey. Enjoy it. Life is a journey, enjoy it. At sinasabi din naman ng mundo, life is a journey, not a destination. But the biblical view is saying, life is a journey and we have a destination. And our destination is back to God. You see here, pinakita ko po sa inyo yung from the creation down to the fall and then how God restarted again, reboot again, with Noah, and how God called Abraham and Sarah. And then, nakita po natin ang mga timeline nila, palapit ng palapit sa pagbuo ng isang bayan, pinili ng Diyos, from Jacob becoming Israel. So, makita po natin dito, may mga yugto ng buhay, may mga chapter, kapitulo, may mga stops and steps, may mga delays and turnarounds ng buhay nila. These are all part of the journey. But the journey is not a journey itself. The journey has a goal. The journey has an end. The journey has a destination. And the destination is God. I want you to see this mula po sa isang simpleng timeline ng bata. Kung titignan po natin yung isang illustration po dito, gawa ka nga ng isang journey, the timeline of your life. So, nagsimula siya nung baby siya, and then gawa siya kung saan siya na-excite, saan siya nag-fail, saan siya sumaya, saan siya lumungkot, and then he ended his timeline with a new car. Wow, ang saya na niya. Parang huminto na yung drawing niya kasi nagkaroon siya ng kotse. Or we can take the other side na yung timeline na to, ang title eh, what is the happiest moment in your life? Ayun, nagbula siya sa baby at ang pinakamasaya niyang buhay ngayon ay yung nakabili siya ng kotse. Another illustration is the life and times of Nelson Mandela. We know him, no? At nababasa din natin siya. And he lived for 95 years. Sa gitna ng kanyang buhay ay na-imprison po siya. Paglabas niya ng prison, doon po gumanda ang kanyang buhay, nagkaroon siya ng asawa, Nagka-breakthrough siya in politics. Naging presidente siya ng South Africa. At naging Nobel Prize awardee po siya. And then afterwards, makita po natin dito, his life ended with what? The timeline ended with what? Nakita po doon, Nelson Mandela dies at age 95. Where is he? He is in our memory, he is in our book, and that's all we can know about him. The journey ends for Nelson Mandela when he dies at age 95. But let's take a look at the timeline of Jesus. Jesus here on earth lived only for 33 years. He began his life as a baby, and then he lived with his family here on earth, with Mary, Joseph, and the brothers. And then at age 30, he launched himself to the ministry. For 3.5 years, he invested his life discipling, making disciples, and empowering them by the power of the Holy Spirit to do the things that God had given unto them to advance His kingdom. Namatay siya, that's the ultimate redemption, not only for Israel, but for every one of us. He resurrected. He's the only person who resurrected from the dead because He is God. And not only that, no, sabi doon, at the end of His life, He ascended to heaven. And Hebrews 12:1 says to us that right now, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. We have a hope. We will just journey this life. And sana yung journey na ito, yung timeline ng buhay natin, simula nung tayo pinanganak hanggang ngayon, o ilang taon pa ang guguguli natin, makita natin ang pagsama ng Diyos sa buhay po natin. And not only we will live here forever, wala pong forever here on earth, but there is forever up there in the presence of God. May we take every step going back to that, to the bosom, to the very heart of our Creator. Kaya po creation to recreation, in the middle is redemption. This is the redemptive plan of the Lord. So mga kapatid, I hope that you will see our life like Jacob, Rachel, Leah, Bila, Zilpa, the 12 sons, and even Dina. Wow! Napaka-komplikado ng buhay. But you see, in the middle, in every side of the situation, God was there, present for them. At yun po sanang makita natin sa takbuhin ng buhay natin. Let the hand of the Lord be upon you and be upon me, so that these hands will carry us through even on the rocky road of life, even in darkness, even in the valley, even at death. No, dadalhin tayo sa tunay na buhay natin, at yun ay sa presensya ng Panginoon. How do you see your life? How do you walk your life? How do you record the hands of the Lord moving in your life? Life is a journey back to God. Number two principle is this: God is fair. God is fair. As this context, no, as this story would relate to us, we see the fairness of God. Why? He actively worked both for Leah and Rachel. Actually, He was working for Jacob. God has His heart for every one of us. I want us to mind these verses para lang po sa two Mrs. Jacobs natin today. In 29:31 of Genesis, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren, and Leah conceived and bore a son. It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now. You see here the verb? Saw, opened, and conceived. Sino may gawa? It's the Lord. In chapter 30, verse 17, and God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. In verse 22 of chapter 30, then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. Was there a moment na talagang napaka-serious po nila at intentional nila to find God? Wala. Ang gusto lang nila, yung gusto nila, yung desire nila. For what? Attention, affection, blessings, name. That's all they were after for. Pero dito, God was walking. You see here, all the verbs, all the action words, it's God who works. And God is also working for you and for me. God is working even when we don't ask Him, even when we don't look for Him, even when we are not intentional looking for Him. God is fair. God has a special ministry for everyone by His grace and His mercy. Pag naintindihan natin ang fairness ng God, pag naintindihan natin ang pagkapatas ng Diyos, we will be set free from competition. Walang lugar ang selos at ang insecurity. Why? Because God is fair. He sees me, He knows me, He feels me, and He meets my needs. It's not my husband who will meet my need, my deepest need. It's not my children, it's not my parents, it's not even my pastor, it's not even my leader, it's not my boyfriend or my girlfriend, it's not my teacher, it's not anyone here on earth will fulfill and fill up the deepest need, that we have. And if we know this, and if we understand this, then we can be the most confident and rested people on earth, knowing that God has His eyes on me. When we understand that God is fair, we will then begin to appreciate our uniqueness. We will then begin to appreciate our specialness. Lahat tayo special children. Lahat tayo may special needs. Lahat tayo dysfunctional. Lahat tayo problematic. Lahat tayo iniiwan natin ng Diyos. But when we see God, He is fair. Wow. When we look at ourselves, we see our uniqueness. The way God created us. Wow. Crafted pala ako dito. Dito pala ang skill ko. Ito pala ang talent ko. I don't compare and I don't compete with the talent that she has and with the talent that I do not have. Because I believe, ito yung binigay sa akin ng Diyos. Ibinigay ng Diyos kay Leah ang masaganang womb. At kay Rachel, ang ganitong klase lamang ng kapakanan or kakayanan upang magkaroon ng anak. God has His hands on everything. There is no room for comparison and competition. When we understand the fairness of God, we will be able to do the things God intends for us. Peacefully. And He leads us victoriously to the path He designed for us. Do not compare. Do not compete. See your uniqueness. See your beauty. See how God designed you as He intended it for you. And glorify Him. Thank Him. Binigyan niyo po ako ng isang anak. I bless you, Lord. Wala pa po akong anak. I bless you, Lord. You know what's right for me, God. And you are everything to me. Lord, magkulo ang pamilya namin. Where are you, Lord? I want to know you. I want to see how you move. Lord, I have a lot of children. Iba-iba ang kalidad ng mga anak. Iba-iba ang takbuhin ng puso ng mga anak. Lord, I want to know where you move to my daughter number one, son number two, daughter number three, son number four. Where is your move to them? And if I know where is your move to each one of my children, help me to move with you, so that my child, my children, will all glorify you, Lord. we will be able to do the things God intends for us, knowing that He is fair. Leah needs love while Rachel needs honor. And God has both of these two things. God has love, God has honor, and He is willing to give it both to Leah and Rachel. Leah has many children. That's the way God would feel that He is loved, that she is loved. Rachel wanted honor. And God blessed her with two sons. At halos hindi na niya nakita si Benjamin. Pero God lifted her eyes and removed her disgrace. Because that's what she needed. So God does His ministry for the two of them. And same with us. Man is too restless with insecurity. Kitang-kita sa selos, sa competition, at sa comparison. Saan po tayo doon? Are we struggling to win? Or are we afraid to lose? Alam niyo po, there are two extremes how we view God when it comes to hard knocks of life. And this is how I journey as I listen to people and as I journey with people. This is what I discovered when people know how we respond to God during hard knocks, sa hirap ng buhay. Number one, involving God, but still doing things our way. That's extreme number one. Sinasama mo ang Diyos, nananalangin ka sa Lord, nagbabasa ka ng Biblia, pero at the end, gagawin mo pa rin ang paraan mo. Nakita po natin ito sa compulsions. Negative compulsions ng magkapatid. Nandoon ng pagkaawa sa sarili, nandoon ng selos, nandoon ng competition, nandoon ng insecurity. Sa gitna ng pinapangalanan po nila ang kanilang mga anak after the work of God. Kita po natin ito. Involving God, yet, no? Talagang doing things your own. Nakita po natin ang mga pangalan ng mga anak. Si Ruben, sabi niya, because the Lord has seen my misery. Siguro naman, mamahalin na ako ng asawa ko. Akalain mo yung, nakita ka na ng Diyos, gawa na ito ng Diyos, pero hati yung puso mo. Parang you have a double heart na, salamat Lord, tinulungan mo ako, ngayon mamahalin na ako ng asawa ko. Do you see the inconsistency here? Parang ganito po eh. You long to be loved by this person. Pero di ba yung pagbe-bless sa'yo ng Panginoon, that's an act of His love. Pero yung infatuation mo, yung attention mo, yung affection mo, doon pa rin sa tao, not with God. And then Simeon, because the Lord heard me. Levi, now my husband will be attached to me. And Judah, now I praise the Lord. I thought, nung nag-praise the Lord na si Leah, okay na siya eh. Nung nag-encounter si Leah, okay na siya eh. Kailangan pala niya ng Women's Breakthrough Weekend. Amen? Kasi nahulog siya dun sa tension, sa competition, hindi na siya magkaanak, sarado na, hindi na pinastop na ng Lord. Nakita niya ngayon, si Bilha, nagkaanak para kay Rachel. Gusto ko din yun. Akala ko yung praise the Lord ni Leah, surrender na siya eh. Okay na siya sa apat. Hindi pa pala. I want more. So makita po natin dito that even, no, tinatawag mo ang Diyos, kinugusto mo siya, nananalangin ka sa Kanya, pinupuri mo siya, pinaglilingkuran mo siya, still, you have a tendency to go back and do things on your way. Nakita natin dito si Dad, sabi ni Rachel, pangalan niya ay Dan, kasi God vindicated me. Naturally, because I have won. Kita natin yung mixture. Inconsistency. Sabi naman ni Leah, oh, I have a good fortune. Swerte ko. Nawala na si God. Oh, ang saya-saya ko. Naku, sisikat ako sa community. You see? The praise the Lord of Leah turned to the praise of men. One encounter is not enough for us to walk in the righteousness of God. Kaya punta po kayo sa encounter this coming Friday and Saturday. The praise of the Lord, the praise for God, turn to praise from men. Issachar, God has given me my wages. Zebulun, God has endowed me with good endowment. And God honor, and my husband will honor me. And then si Joseph, God remove my reproach. Si Dina, ay walang meaning yung name niya. So that's how the ancient times look at women. Hindi masyadong mahalaga. Hindi masyadong binibigyan ng billing. Hindi binibigyan ng significance. But praise God, in Him, we can find our value and significance. Amen? Hallelujah. The second extreme of how we view God when it comes to hard knocks of life is not involving God at all. Hirap na hirap ka sa buhay, pero ayaw mong isali ang Diyos. Saan po natin ito makita? We see this in the life of Jacob, how he responded when Rachel asked him, "Give me a child or I'll die." Sabi ni Jacob, "Am I in the place of God who has withheld you from the fruit of the womb?" Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. You see the contrast of Jacob to his father Isaac. Rebekah was also barren. Pero when Isaac knew that Rebekah was not able to conceive a child, Isaac prayed and ministered to Rebekah. But Jacob, yes, nasabi niya, bakit ako bang nasa pwesto ng Diyos? He did not involve God. He did not even pray. He did not even pray for Rachel. Pero mahal niya, di ba? Mahal niya si Rachel eh. Pero siguro nga yung pagmamahal na yun ay very physical. Or very personal sa kanya lang at sa paraan niya. He did not involve God. Nakita rin natin ito sa buhay ni Jacob early on. He was deceived. In fact, he was the deceiver himself. Pero he was deceived by his uncle Laban. Diba? Gustong-gusto niya si Rachel. Hindi napunta sa kanya. Anong ginawa niya? Sige, magtatrabaho ako. Another 7 years, makuha ko lang ang gusto ko. He did not pause for a while. He was not like his grandfather Abraham, who prayed, who sought the Lord, and who followed the Lord even, no? Isasacrifice to niya yung kanyang anak na si Isaac. Wholeheartedly, Abraham followed God even mahirap yung dadaanan. He was not like Abraham and Isaac. Jacob was a different person. But you know, we can see here again the fairness of God. God has His own ministry for Abraham, Isaac, and now to Jacob. Kahit ganito si Jacob. And last, number 3 principle that we can glean from this story is trust in the work of God. Trust in the work of God. In the story, we see Jacob as passive-aggressive. Passive in what way? To correct his wives. Uy, tama na. Hirap na akong magkaanak. Hindi niya kinokorek yung mga asawa niya. Pagka sinabi ni Leah, "I want to have a baby now." O sige, let's do it. That's his aggressiveness. Jacob was so aggressive in making babies. Passive-aggressive. We see two Mrs. Jacobs under race with all their jealousy and insecurity. Dama niyo ba yung tension sa bahay? Dama niyo yung restlessness? Yung andaming umiiyak na bata? Hindi mo malaman sino papatidehin mo una? Sino titignan mo? Paano? Ang dami-daming bata para kayo may daycare. Tapos ang daming teacher. Pag umiwi si Jacob, hindi niya alam sino ang unang hahalikan niya. Paano? Sinong unang aalagaan niya? Ang daming anak. Nobody called her attention. Nobody say, wait, can we pray? Tama na muna. Sandali, stop muna tayo. Pwedeng silent and solitude muna. Wait, pwedeng pagod na yung mga kumadrona. Pwedeng day with Jesus muna. Pwedeng Sabbath. Wala. Wala pong ganun. They live their way on their own, raising for attention, competing for affection, jealousy, envy, insecurity. Makita po natin yan sa buong sambahayan. Therefore, this family, no, most especially the two Mrs. Jacobs, failed to patiently trust in the Lord. Sana ito matutunan natin. To be patient and to patiently trust in the work of God. Even ang work ni Lord ay slow o ang work ni Lord ay behind. Allow me po to read an article to you in English and then I translated it in Tagalog. Sana tama po ang aking pagkakatagalog. I transported this from our 40-day journey with a daily office. And this article is from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I hope tama ang aking pronunciation. Patient trust. Let us read with our eyes and follow me along. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability and that it may take a very long time. Allow me to read po in Tagalog. Higit sa lahat, pagtiwalaan mo ang Diyos kahit sa tila mabagal niyang pagkilos. Natural sa atin ang mawala ng pasensya at gusto nating pangyarihin ang mga bagay sa ating panahon at paraan, kahit alam na natin na may nilalagpasan na tayong hakbangin. Wala tayong pasensya pag di na natin kilala ang panahon o dili kaya ay sa mga bagong mga pagsubok. Ngunit ito ang batas ng pag-unlad, ang dumaan sa bahagdan ng kawalan ng tatag. At ito ay maaaring gumugol ng mahabang panahon. Do you see this? Kahit matalino tayo, kahit may pera, kahit may koneksyon, darating at darating tayo sa pagkakataon ng kawalan, kahinaan. Darating tayo sa panahon ng kawalan ng tatag. Allow these things to happen. It can be the way that God is teaching us towards renewing our strength and renewing our faith. At minsan, madalas sa buhay natin, naiinip tayo, wala tayong pasensya. Kaya we do things our way. At sinundan pa po niya ito ng pangalawang paragraph. Let me read. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on, as though you could be today what time. That is to say, grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that His hand is leading you. And accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete. Yung anxiety po dito is not equivalent to worry. Mag-worry ka. Ito po yung Tagalog nun. Allow me to read it. Lumalago ang kaisipan, kaya hayaan mo siyang lumago. Hubugin mo ito ng hindi nagmamadali. Huwag mong pilitin ang mga gusto mong mangyari sa iyong panahon. Diyos lamang ang nakakaalam kung ano nga ba ang binubuo niya. Saan? Sa ating panloob na katauhan. Sa tuwing tayo ay haharap sa mga bagong karanasan, kaya tanggapin natin ng may pagsasaalang-alang, diyan po yung anxiety term dito, ang mga di sigurado at di kumpletong pangyayari sa buhay. Beautiful article, tama po ba? Beautiful write-up. Reminding us to patiently trust in the work of God even. Seemingly, tingin natin ang bagal. Ang bagal ng paggaling ko. Ang tagal ng pag-aasawa. Ang tagal ng pagkakaroon ng anak. Ang tagal ng promotion. Ang tagal, naiinip na ako, darating pa kaya ang breakthrough ko? Darating pa kaya ang bata? Darating pa kaya ang mga bata? Sabi ni Rachel, mabuti pang mamatay na lang ako. Pero tama. Tama si Jacob. May magagawa ba ako kung Diyos lang ang makapagbibigay niyan sa'yo? We have a God who is at work. Even at the times sa parang hindi mo maunawaan. That's why, let us lay down, no, our turbulence, turmoil, restlessness in the Lord and be quiet, knowing that He is fair, knowing that He is good. He has a ministry for me. He has a ministry for you. He has a calling for me. He has a calling for you. Let's do it as God intends it for us. And life is a journey. Magulat tayo one day. Kaharap na natin ang ating manlilika. And He will show to us the timeline of our life. When the time you were born, and the time you came home in His presence. And He would ask you, how did you journey your life towards back home? May we find ourselves rested, calm, not struggling in life to win, unafraid to lose, because God cares and He knows the path I am taking. Do you compete to anyone? Are you in competition? Kanino po? Kanino po kayo nakikipag-compete? Do you compete with the world? How if you see, parang paano, sabi minsan ng aking anak, Mama, how would I respond, no, kapag ka, meron ako nakitang mas maganda sa akin, mas magandang mag-ayos, mas matalino. And sabi ko lang sa kanya, AB. That's part of the growing up. AB, it's time to die. It's time to die. When you see someone better than you, when you see someone more beautiful than you are, when you see someone reaching far and farther and you think, gusto ko yon, it's time for you to die. Die to self. Die to insecurity. Die to jealousy. And let the love of God be alive in you, because in Him, you have nothing to prove. You have nothing to hide and nothing to lose. Salamat sa acceptance ng Panginoon. Are you insecure? Are you jealous? In your jealousy and in your insecurity, in your competition, what is God telling you now from the story? How do you view God when it comes to the things you desire? Meron ka din i-desire ngayon? Name it. What do you want? And do you involve God with the things that you desire? Or you do not mind Him dahil kaya mo na ang buhay? How do you need to learn to be patient? To be patiently trusting in the Lord. even in the long waiting of your painful journey, knowing that God is at work, that God is building up your inner life that is better, that will last forever. Amen? So may I request everyone to stand up po as we close in prayer. And may I request everyone to bow down your head and close your eyes. Lahat po tayo that has come to the Lord in this time of prayer. God sees us and God knows us. Nasaan tayong station ng journey natin ngayon? Is He with you? Do you know Him? Are you moving with His hand? If you are saying, Lord, I want to involve you in my journey. Please forgive me. Ang dami kong desisyon, ang dami kong ginawa, ang dami kong lakad nang hindi kita isinama. Or sometimes, hindi sinasama naman kita, pero yun na nga po, ako pa rin ang nasusunod. If you want to repent from all this compulsion, please raise your hand. And God sees you and receives you and will heal you right now. Keep your hands raised. Are you in competition? Are you jealous of someone? Are you insecure? Bunutin natin ang pinakamalalim na binhi ng kasinungalingan ni Satanas na hindi tayo good enough, na hindi tayo mahal, na hindi tayo accepted. God has given us po His eyes and Jesus gave us His life. And sana maging more than enough na yun sa'yo. And if you are saying, God, I remove all the lies of the devil sa aking insecurity, sa competition spirit, sa aking pong jealousy, please, Lord, heal me. If this is your prayer, lift up your hands to the Lord. I don't see you naman po. Just as you lift your hands, you're saying to the Lord, Lord, I need you. And if there's anyone here, you need a patient trust as a virtue to have in your life. No, right now, you ask the Lord, Lord, give me. Plant this patient trust in my spirit. I need this. Anyone, please raise your hand. If you need this patient trust, knowing that you're not losing anything, yet maybe your body is weakening, your body is losing strength, but you know, the inner self, the inner spirit, no, ay laging lumalakas at lalong lalakas. If you patiently trust in the Lord, relinquishing all the powers and all the controls to Him alone. If this is your prayer, may I see your hand surrendering to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as our praise team sings this song, let this be our prayer. And quietly lift up your feet. Just come to the altar. Let us be a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And say to Him, Lord, I offer to You my sin, my brokenness. Change me from the inside out. I want to see the fullness of Your Spirit in me and the power at work in my life. Come to the Lord and we will all together sing this song and ask the power of the Holy Spirit for every one of us. Sa lahat po ng nagtaas ng kamay at whatever invitation right now, just come to Him as we sing this song.